we need the anointing of God. The anointing is that divine enablement of the Holy Ghost or the power of God to operate and function in our life. And some of us men need the anointing of God on our life to really be a father. We need the anointing of God in our life. Some of us business people, we need an anointing. You can go through the motion, and I don't want to go through the motion. You should want to be anointed.
You're listening to the Anointed Leadership Podcast with Terry Lynn Scott. Subscribe today to start cultivating more leadership anointing in your life. Now here's your host, Terry Lynn Scott.
Everybody, welcome to the Anointed Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Terry Lynn Scott. Again, so grateful that you're joining me today. As you can see, I'm in a different setup. We're actually in our newest facility, the new home of Abundant Life Church in Radcliffe, Kentucky, 1511 South Dixie Boulevard. We are actually in a makeshift studio today. I'm standing on my platform and have all these lights. It's pretty interesting, and I'm just grateful today. So if you're catching us on YouTube, just know it does look a little different because it is a little different, and we're excited about what God's doing here at Abundant Life Church. And I want to jump into today's episode, and I want to talk about casting vision in the midst of unbelief, and I'm going to unpackage this today in this episode, and it's all about when people are not for you, when things aren't going right, when everything you hope for, like hope deferred makes the heart grow sick type situation. How do you keep casting vision? How do you keep pushing forward when it doesn't feel like it's going to happen? Something's constantly hitting a wall rather than making it easy to get through that. And we find that in leadership a lot of times. But before we unpackage this, I just want to remind you of a few things. First of all, on any platform, whether it's podcast or YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, whatever it is you're catching this on, hit the subscribe button there and join us. Be a part of the community of leadership that is growing and developing under the anointing of God with the power of God and the word of God in our life and the ability to grow in it. So hit the subscribe, hit the little notification button on YouTube or the podcast channel that allows you to be alerted on every other Thursday that we drop these. Second of all, if this is adding value to you, if you are receiving this, some information, you're receiving help from this content, if it's growing your leadership, I would love for you to do a couple things. One, share this podcast. Share this content with people that you know that it'll benefit, whether it's mothers and fathers of homes, if it's business leaders, owners of businesses, entrepreneurs, presidents of companies, pastors, fivefold ministry, those that have their own ministry, teachers and educators and governmental professions, send this to them and allow them to be blessed just like you're being blessed. And the last thing is, listen, I would love to hear from you. I would love to continue collaboration with you. And if this sparks to you, reach out to me. My website is terrylinscott.com, and on there you can send me an email if you'd love for me to be a part of your team. I would love to come and speak to your team and minister to them and help you and your team grow in your leadership. And I really would be honored to do that. I'm just grateful that you're joining me today, and I pray that as we jump into this content, it will be a blessing to your life. Amen. Listen, like I always do, I want to jump into this. It's casting vision in the midst of unbelief, whatever that looks like. Whether you are in unbelief, you're in disbelief, the people around you are in unbelief, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. How do we keep casting vision? And I think it's so important that as leaders, we recognize that we're visionaries. We are the people that carry that dream. We carry that vision. If you're a leader, a business owner, entrepreneur, you're a pastor of a church, you're the leader of your ministry, you carry a vision. And if you don't cast it, then who's going to follow you? Who's going to go after that? Who's going to paint the picture of hope to anybody around them? We must cast vision even in the midst of unbelief or disbelief or every obstacle. And it's an aspect that I have just come through. I'm coming through it with an experience that we have been talking for 37 years here at Abundant Life Church. And my father-in-law painted the picture. He grabbed a hold of the vision of God in 1986, and he wrote it down, started a work here in Radcliffe, Kentucky. And today, as I shoot this video, today I am shooting it on November the 21st. And whatever day you're airing this, I want you to understand something. Last night, November the 20th, we at Abundant Life Church, and this leadership podcast went global, was put on a praise television. And you can find that on a streaming app of IV TV or IPTV and International Praise TV, and it is global. And it was interesting for me. I was excited last night that I got to be a part of this. And what I'm saying to you is back in the 80s, my father-in-law casted a vision that we would be a global ministry, touching people, changing lives. We would, he even said in the 90s that one day we would be on TV, and we used to use them old camcorders. And I'm telling you, we used to record them in our sanctuary. We built a TV box and brought an old time TV camera recorder back in the 90s. And we used to do them on VHS tapes. And we've never lost sight of what God said he would do. But in the midst of it, not looking right, unbelief, things not happening, he never stopped casting vision. And when I took this over, I'm casting the same vision. And I'm telling you, when you can get to the point where you cast the vision, even when there's disbelief, unbelief, doesn't look well, doesn't look like it's going to happen, this is where the height of your leadership really lies, is in your ability to speak leadership even when it feels like it's not going to work. And so I want to read a couple of verses to you, and like we always do, and in Mark chapter 16, verse 14 and 15, and we know this is after Jesus rose died on the cross, went to the hell, took the keys, he rose out of the grave, and for 40 days, he exposed himself to the disciples. We see that. And what we see in this one moment, and I just want to show this about vision and leadership. In verse 14, it says, later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I want you to see Jesus, when he called the disciples, he said, I'm going to make you a fisher of men. He painted a picture. He called them to himself. He taught them certain things. He brought them to him, and he shared a vision. He showed them a vision. He showed them how to operate and how to function in it. And what's interesting to me is at the very end of it, when he decided to leave them alone and let them do it themselves, they all walked away in disbelief or unbelief. They hardened their heart. They were irritated. They had an attitude, in other words. They were frustrated, like, we followed this guy. He gave us all of this hope, and look what it's come to, nothing. This is what the disciples were doing. In leadership, we find people like that. We find people on our team, as pastors. We find people in our church. We find people on our leadership teams. We find people that are constantly in a place of disbelief or unbelief because things that we've said, things that we've shared, things that we've hoped for did not come to pass. And that's the goal here, is not that it come to pass. The goal is that the vision be accomplished. And what we want to realize is inside of every time that things don't work out properly, there is a level of unbelief. There's a level of disbelief. There's a level of a hardening of a heart, an attitude like, who does this guy, who does he think he is? It isn't working. It's not happening. Why isn't it happening like he said it was happening? This is what happens in leadership. And you have to fight against that demon. You got to fight against that level of opposition in your life as a leader to push past hardening of a heart and disbelief. Jesus did. And I want to take a look at a couple of things that he did here. You know, in Proverbs 13, it talks about hope deferred makes the heart sick. And what is hope deferred? The thing that I'm hoping for, the thing that I'm believing for, the thing that I'm looking for, the thing that I really believe is going to happen. And when it doesn't happen, it makes a heart sick or a hardened heart or creates disbelief. And you have to fight through that. Jesus, what did he do? He rebuked them, and then he casted vision again. It's a constant casting of vision. It's a constant. You have to put what is our end goal? What is our hope? What are we shooting for? Okay, maybe the arrow fell short of the target, but we pick up another arrow and we shoot again. We redirect. We adjust. We have a little more strength. We create a different incline in shooting an arrow. We make sure that we don't quit because of failure. We make sure that failure teaches us what not to do, so that we can add to our arsenal what we need to do to make sure we hit the target. Jesus taught us these things. And I want to dive into it today. How do you cast vision when it looks bleak? There's five things that I want to deal with today. How do you do this? I'm going to read all five, and then we're going to jump into them. One, you got to believe in the vision that is in you. If you don't believe in it, who will? Two, you got to fight the battle of the island mentality, isolation. You got to confront the disbelief in your team. You must reignite the vision in the heart of them, of your team. and then you must send your team to work. This is how do you do this? Sounds easy. Let's unpackage this as we dive into it. Number one, you have to believe in the vision that is in you. You, leader, have to believe in the vision that's in you. Not them. You have to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, who else will? And what is belief? The Bible teaches us, I believe, therefore I speak. We must realize that if I believe in something, I'm speaking about it, regardless of what it looks like. If I don't believe in it, nobody else will. This is the whole component, is we must realize that in there. I believe, therefore I speak. If you really believe in the vision in your heart, you will speak about it. As I look at the leadership in my life, as I look at the people around me, they're buying into the vision of God in our heart to run with this corporate vision at Abundant Life Church. Paul said, I'm faithful to the heavenly vision. Understand this, the world system is, it's a man's dream. But in the kingdom, it's a heavenly vision. God gives you and I for a people, not for us. This is not Terry's vision. I find people in the ministry that look at it as it's their vision. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches it's a heavenly vision that given to a man for a people. And if I steward it with ownership mentality, which I believe in, but it's not mine. I didn't come up with it. I didn't dream it. I'm not good enough for it. But what I must do is not just have it. I must believe in it. I must believe that we are going to be global. I must believe we're going to hit Central and South America, North America, as well as Africa. And now we're into Asia. We're in Pakistan and Asia. We're all over the world preaching the gospel. Why? Because we believed in it. When it doesn't look like this. Let me help you with something. Just had a conversation with some people in a minister's meeting. And I was preaching at a pastor's conference, a leadership meeting. And afterwards, we had some dinner. And there was a person there that used to attend our church. And a great person. They just moved away a little bit further, attended another church, still in the kingdom, still serving God. And they made a statement to me. I'm so excited at what God's doing because it's actually coming to pass. And I looked at them and I said, that's pretty amazing. And they said this. I wasn't sure that it ever would. This is what you have to beat against. If you don't believe in it, nobody else will. And people like that, I hear this conversation recently because we're launching a Bible college 2024, Abundant Living Bible College, fully accredited. It's 5 days a week. It's a full-time Bible college and with an associate's, bachelor's, master's, and a doctorate degree. We're doing it right here at Abundant Life Church. And this is what we've been speaking about since 1986. We've been speaking about foreign field missions, and we're doing that. We've been talking about planting churches. We've planted two churches in 2023. 37 years of talking about it. In the midst of unbelief, we never quit. We keep preaching the vision because the Bible says at an appointed time, it will, right? You have to understand one thing about if you've got to believe in the vision. Belief is not constituted by what I see. Belief is constituted about the faith on the inside of me of what God's planted, the seed he's planted, it's in me. It may not be out there, it's in me. You and I must believe that thing that's in me rather than what I'm seeing, right? If you can, I wrote this thought down. If you can be persuaded by obstacles to quit, you will never achieve what you set out to do. If you are persuaded to quit by obstacles, you'll never achieve it. And so belief inside of disbelief, belief inside of obstacles, belief inside of everybody else against you, if you quit there, you'll never be able to handle what God wants to bring to you. You must, leader, believe in the vision. It's not enough for everybody else. You must believe in it. As long as there's hope, faith in it, it can stay alive. Where there's no faith, it's not going to stay alive. You are the soul person responsible to keep believing in it, even when somebody else don't. You'll never cast vision if you don't believe in it. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. Get a new hope. Take a deep breath. Come alive again. Let that vision in your heart come alive and watch that thing grow. I'm telling you, through all the trouble, through all the struggle, it will come to pass. That's the promise of God. Number two, one, you got to believe in the vision. If you don't, it won't ever happen. Two, you must fight the battle of the island mentality. This is what it looks like in disbelief. You got to think about Jesus. He walked up to them. He proved himself to other people. The disciples didn't listen, right? And he looked at them and rebuked their unbelief. In other words, it doesn't look like anybody else is with you. It doesn't look like the people you've invested in are actually fulfilling what you've imparted into them. It feels like you're all alone. This is an island mentality. It's isolation. And it's the plan of the enemy to get leaders off of the teamwork and get into an island, into isolation, to doing it all themselves and acting like nobody else is with you. You must fight the battle of the island mentality. You know, when things aren't working, it will feel like no one believes in you or in what you're doing. That's what it'll feel like when there's constant obstacles. And honestly, those closest to you will feel completely comfortable to tell you what is not working. And they'll feel like because they have a relationship with you, that they have your ear, it's okay to explain to you why it's not working, that it's you or it's them, or maybe you bit off too much more than you can chew, or you've went too quickly, or whatever that is. And again, I'm saying this from experience just recently. And I've heard this with the closest people to me. I've heard this with people in my church. I've heard it with people in my family. Is in their mind, it's okay, because it's okay that it didn't work. And in my mind as the leader, it's not okay. And it's all right. And what happens, those types of conversations or comments push us to an island mentality, like it's just me. Nobody else sees what I see. Nobody else believes in what I believe in. You know, there's so many people activated underneath the Abundant Life Church right now. And what's happening is every arm, every department, everything from our evangelistic, is the vision of Abundant Life is an arm that, Stacey Bonnet runs with. But she doesn't have the vision for the global television. She doesn't have the vision of the planting of churches. She has the vision to help me grow this ministry when it comes to evangelistic, partnering with the pastor. And her heart is, I want to help plant churches, but she really thinks more about crusade. It's okay. Then you have somebody like a Chris Hamburger who does a lot of our streaming and a lot of our things like this. And he's thinking that way. And how does this tool work to push the vision? Everybody's thinking about how their arm works to fulfill it. When the leader's thinking about every arm, it feels like that it's just you. It's not just you. You're not the only one. You have to fight that mentality to think that it's just you. Everybody on your team is for you. They're just setting in a situation that feels bleak. It feels difficult. Notice what I'm saying. It feels like we jumped too early. It feels like it's a struggle. It feels like, well, those aren't wrong conversations. We just can't allow them to push us to an island mentality or an isolation mentality, right? And here's the thing. When people are having those conversations, it's not meant to offend. It's meant to bring an awareness. But as the leader, if I take it as an offense, it pushes me to the island. It keeps me by myself and me blaming everybody else and woe is me type mentality. And we cannot be that way, right? And what happens in this situation, it's like you're the only one that sees the end of it. And it feels like nobody else sees the end, but the reality, they all see the end. What they're doing is simply telling you what are the obstacles to the end. If you'll change the mindset, you've got to fight away from that island mentality, because you are not meant to fight alone. You are not meant to do it all by yourself. You are meant to cast a vision and let those who read it run with it. There is a level of interpretation in reading. And so you got to fight the island. And if you'll do that, you'll cast vision, keep casting, because you're meant to fight with people that are reading the vision with great clarity in that situation. One, believe in the vision. If you don't, nobody else will. Two, fight the battle of the isolate island mentality. It's not meant to you to run it by yourself. You must have people running with you. Listen, leader, I sense this in my heart right now. Leaders, as you're watching or listening to this, make sure you don't push people away because they don't see what you see. What they see is a component. They see a part of everything in your heart. They don't see it all, and they're not meant to see it all. That's why they're not the visionary. They may have vision, but they may not be the visionary. They may have a piece of the puzzle, but they don't see the whole puzzle. They're trying to pitch it all together, but don't get irritated because it feels like, hear me, don't go back and repent real quick. Go repent and make it right with them and use all of that effort and all that energy that they're saying and seeing and what they're dealing with to utilize it as a decision-making tool of how do I go forward. So believe in the vision, fight the battle of isolation, 3, confront the disbelief in your team. What I love about Jesus, he didn't come up and just blast them. You horrible, worthless individuals. What are you all doing fishing again? Why are you all back into your old life? That's not what he did. He just rebuked their unbelief. What is wrong with you all? Let's point to the root of it. It's the disbelief or the unbelief in what he told them, in the vision, in the plan. Remember, he said, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And then he showed them how to do it. And then he left them to do it. Inside of the leaving all of that, 3.5 years of training, and in the leaving them to do it themselves, they failed. You cannot complain about their failure. Just confront the disbelief. Find the root of the problem. Don't confront them. Confront the disbelief. You'll recognize people's unbelief based on their behavior and their vocabulary. You'll understand where they're in disbelief. I can't. It's impossible. It'll never work. I don't know how. This is disbelief. This is conversational understanding of how do you know when somebody is unbelieving what you're saying? I'm not sure. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't see a way out. I don't see a way through. It'll never happen that way. That's unbelief. So you have to confront the unbelief. You got to give them the hope of what they're disbelieving in and push them forward by casting the vision of where we're headed. This is what the whole goal is confront the disbelief. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. How do you help their unbelief? Ask questions. Ask them questions about how to figure out though how we can't, how it won't, why it won't. Ask questions. Be comfortable with that. Confront their disbelief. He rebuked their disbelief, not them, their disbelief. Notice that. It's them and their disbelief, but notice what he's doing. The root of it is unbelief. See, casting vision in unbelief means you've got to rebuke the unbelief. You've got to deal with the disbelief. You've got to work through that right there. Whatever, I've done a podcast on this, and I made the statement a couple of times, is whatever you won't confront, you can't change. You don't confront them, you confront their disbelief. Make sure, if you're going to cast vision, make sure you get to the root of it. What are they not believing? Which would tell you this, leader, what are you not clarifying in the vision? If they can't find the level of belief in it, it's probably because they can't see it clearly. You have to clarify the vision to them to confront that disbelief, to rebuke the disbelief. You've got to paint the picture so clear. Notice in those verses in Mark 16, Jesus, after he saw them, what did he do? He rebuked their unbelief, and then he sent them, go ye into all the world. And he told them what to do. He clarified again what he told them to do that they failed to do in disbelief. So you have to realize, listen to what they're saying, because they're not clear in what the vision is. And if they're not clear, that's when you must clarify it again. This is how you confront that, right? Whatever you don't confront, you'll never change. Confront the disbelief. Quit confronting them as individuals. Confront their belief system. 1, you must believe in it. 2, fight the battle of the island mentality. 3, confront the disbelief in the people, in the team, by casting clear vision. 4, how do I do this? I reignite the vision inside my team. In the heart of it, I reignite that vision. How do I do that? It's a constant. It's celebrating the small victories. It's celebrating the small wins in the vision. It's simple little things. Look what God did. Look what happened. Look, we've been talking about this. Look what happened. You don't have the full plan. Look what happened. One conversation. Look what happened. This is what we've been talking about. Look at how good God is. Look at the vision coming to pass. And the more you celebrate that, the more you reignite it. The more you talk about what God has done, what the vision has come to pass. The more you remind them of what we've come through and where we are, it will continue to reignite the flame. You got to throw wood on the fire. If you don't, and if it don't have anything to burn, it will never burn. You have to understand that it'll go out. So continue to reignite the flame. Continue to reignite the passion for the vision by celebrating, right? The celebrating every little victory that you've come to. We have to understand that, right? You have to speak about this. You got to speak about where you're going, not just where you've come from. You got to remember the children of Israel. They came across the Jordan, and they took 12 stones and made it a pillar or a statue as of remembrance. what God did. You've got to talk about what happened, but more important, because this has happened, we're headed this way. We're going this way. We're going to do this. This is, and if you don't believe in that, nobody else will, and you'll never reignite. You've got to speak it with passion. You've got to speak it with fervency. You have to remind of where you've come from with encouraging, this is where we're going. In the same fervency, the same level of passion and growth. This is where we're going, right? How do you do it? How do you reignite it? Daily meetings and briefings and just powwows, you know, celebrations and doing that. Celebrate every small win. Reignite the vision. Reignite where we're going, what we've been talking about, where we're headed. You have to do that, right? So look, one, believe in the vision. If you don't, nobody will. Two, you got to fight the battle of the island mentality. What does that mean? You're not meant to work by yourself or do it alone. Three, you've got to confront the disbelief in your team. You have to not confront just them. You got to deal with the disbelief. Clarify the vision. Four, reignite the vision. Like, talk about it. Celebrate the wins and tell them where we're going. And number five, here's how what I believe that we find with Jesus and about casting vision and disbelief. We must send them to work. We got to make sure that we send them. Jesus, after he rebuked them, he sent them. Go into all the world. Give them permission again. Once again, tell them again. Go do your job. Go do it. Go figure it out. Reignite it. Give them hope. Give them an excitement about their life. Give them excitement about where they're going. Give them clarity about where they're going. And then send them. Go do it. Don't come back to me with a no. Go do what I've sent you to do. Go do what you need to do to help us accomplish what we're supposed to do, right? Empower them again. Remind them that it's up to them. It's their decision. They have the authority to make things happen, and we must empower them, right? Don't be the helicopter leader. You'll never ignite a vision in their heart if you're the helicopter parent type, if you're just constantly hovering. Give them opportunity to grow. That's what Jesus did. He left, man. He went to heaven. He sits at the right hand of the Father. And the 12, look what they've done. Look at the global reach of the church today. The greatest power on the planet is the church. And that's because 12 men that in disbelief, he recasted vision. They went out and did it because he sent them again. He did not hold their past to them. He pushed them to go do what they were supposed to do. Even in the midst of making mistakes, they were still empowered. Casting vision. Listen, if you don't do it, leader, nobody else will do it. That vision will fall in your heart and do nothing if you don't cast vision in disbelief. How do I do it again? Believe in the vision. Fight the island mentality. Confront disbelief in your team. Reignite the vision in the heart of your team and send them back to work. When you do it this way, we'll have the same result that Jesus got when he sent the 12, and look at the church today. Listen, I call you blessed. I pray this has helped you today, and I declare the anointing of God to get all over you today and help you do everything he's called you to do in Jesus' name.
Connect with Terry on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts to help this message reach more people so together we can create anointed leaders all over the world. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, we're believing God with you and for you that whatever you put your hand to will prosper in Jesus' name.